Happiness cannot be found through great effort and willpower, but is already present in open relaxation and letting go. Don't strain yourself. There is nothing to do nor undo. Whatever momentarily arises in the body-mind has little reality whatsoever. Why identify with and become attached to it, passing judgment upon it and ourselves? Far better to simply let the whole game happen on its own, springing up and falling back like waves, without changing or manipulating anything. And notice how everything vanishes and reappears magically, again and again, time without end. Only our searching for happiness prevents us from seeing it, like a vivid rainbow which you pursue without ever catching, or a dog chasing its own tail. Although peace and happiness do not exist as an actual thing or place, it is always available and accompanies you every instant. Don't believe in the reality of good and bad experiences. They are like today's ephemeral weather, like rainbows in the sky. Wanting to grasp the ungraspable, you exhaust yourself in vain. As soon as you relax and open this tight fist of grasping, infinite space is there, open, inviting, and comfortable. Make use of this spaciousness, this freedom and natural ease. Don't go into the tangled jungle searching for the awakened elephant who is already resting quietly at home in front of your own hearth. Nothing to do or undo, nothing to force, nothing to want, and nothing missing. Amaho, marvelous. Everything happens by itself. So beginning the practice by opening awareness to the space all around, the space in which we sit, the space above you, behind you, in front of you, to the sides, below you. Feel into this quality of spaciousness, of space. And aware of the stillness that pervades the space. Sensing awareness itself, spacious, open, receptive, vast, this knowing quality of mind. and attuning awareness to sounds, to hearing, and inviting that receptive quality of attention. Expanding awareness to the furthest sounds. Sounds arise and are known quite effortlessly in awareness. No need to label or visualize or imagine the source of the sound. Simply rest in awareness of hearing. Sounds appearing and disappearing, and known quite effortlessly in awareness. sounds coming and going in awareness, and in the same way, sensations of body appear like touch points in space, a ceaseless flow of sensation, touch, pressure, density, lightness, heaviness, contact, tingling, coolness, warmth, vibration, pressure, achiness, expansiveness. Sensations arising and passing, known quite effortlessly in the field of awareness. No head, no arms, no legs, no torso, no back. Simply sensations arising and passing, known in awareness. Letting go of the image of the body and attuning to the direct visceral experience. abiding in awareness, present to sounds, appearing and disappearing, sensations arising and passing. The same way, emotions, feelings, moods, states of mind arise, sometimes like mist, sometimes like storms, flowing through the body, through the mind. Also be felt and known quite naturally and spontaneously in awareness. No need to manipulate or control. Simply present to the flow, the changing nature of our emotional landscape. in awareness, noticing how thoughts flicker through the mind, moving through the sky-like nature of awareness like clouds. Sometimes light and ethereal, other times like storm clouds, gray, consuming the attention. Resting in the sky-like nature of awareness, and seeing how thoughts can also be known quite effortlessly in awareness. Appearing and disappearing, sensations of body and breath ebbing and flowing, moods, emotions arising, staying for a while, passing away, thoughts flickering. Known quite effortlessly in awareness, can be known spontaneously as they appear. itself. This quality of knowing. Empty. Open. Spacious. Vast. Unobstructed. This is the nature of the mind. This clarity. This knowing awareness, ever present, luminous. Abiding in awareness, aware of itself. When you look directly at awareness itself, does it have a shape, a size, a color, a location, a beginning, or an ending? Although awareness is empty, unfindable, unlocatable, it's clearly present, clearly cognizing. Abide in this awareness, this nature of mind. In the last part of this meditation, if you feel inclined, you don't have to, including awareness of seeing, and seeing how sights are similarly known in awareness. I'm going to ring the bell to end the sitting. But as I mentioned the other day, sometimes the bell goes and we feel like we're just in the middle of our sitting. So feel free to continue sitting even though the bell goes.